me, aren't you?
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Hey, angels, and welcome to the show. It's Thursday, Transformation Thursday, and it's the week before Thanksgiving, and we've got some special speakers coming up, but I wanted to make sure that, you know, it's the end of the, they're coming toward the holiday season, and next week everybody's going crazy preparing for the holiday and preparing to have their families, and it's stressful, and then you know, and it's coming to the end of the year, and you're thinking to yourself, man, you know, I look at myself and go, okay, have I done this year what I said I was going to do? And am I living the life of my dreams? Well, I am. I've got a lot of passion about what I do and who I am. And, you know, I get to snowboard. I get to do a lot of different things. And I get to work with people. I get to work with the angels. And I get to make money doing that. How cool is that, right, to live your passion and live your dream? And I get to run. I love running. And, you know, along the journey, because angel coaches and what I do is not a career, it's a lifestyle. And some of you guys know that, you know, you do it at your own job, so, you know, it's a lifestyle rather than a career. And what does that really mean? It's you know, I really set some goals out for myself and angel coaches to do some certain things. And have I gotten, you know, backed up sometimes? Yeah, do I get it all done? Eventually I do, you know, this, you know, but the most important thing is that I have some real dreams and I'm able to do them. And man, I've got a ton of followers, or Angel Coaches has a ton of followers, because it's not just me, it's a village, right? It takes a village to do what we want to do. And along the way, I've met some incredible people. And tonight I have two people on that they're getting their dreams. I mean, if they ever wanted a man and or a woman or a great love, and that has or has not happened. And some of you guys, it's happened easy. Some of you guys, it hasn't happened so easy. And we're going to hear about that tonight, of somebody that followed in her heart and got her guy. And then we're going to meet a young lady tonight, and you guys know her already. She's an angel coach, and she's amazing, but she healed herself of an illness, and she put her mind to do that. It took her 2 years, I believe, and also she's got a horse and trying to build a business with that, and has some great ideas and building a metaphysical business with, you know, with prophecy and psychic ability and all this kind of thing. So, anyway, what are dreams, or what are goals but dreams with deadlines? And sometimes if you're just dreaming and never doing anything about it, not so cool. So what makes these women different? Or some of the people that we've worked with are men too, but what makes these women different, myself and other people, and, you know, that are listening in tonight, different, where they've been able to do certain things? You know, you heard from Sue a couple weeks ago. We're going to hear from her again really soon, you know, where she's been able to really change her outlook and her physical stuff, because she took her own, you know, the mind, body, spirit, and she took her own health in her hands and says, okay, I got to make a difference for me. And then I've got Victoria on the phone with me tonight, and she's like making a difference for herself too. And how did you do it, Victoria? I mean, welcome back, because you're an angel coach, and you got a prophecy dream to tell us too as well. So we got a little psychic thing here, which I'm super excited about it. And Victoria's amazing. But Victoria, when I met you, you were desperate for a guy. I've been desperate for a guy.
Oh, and, my God.
Yeah, remember that?
I think about it. I was very desperate. I thought that was the missing link to my whole entire world.
Yeah, missing link. I've been there. Yeah, exactly. So you, over the past 2.5 years now, I think we've been together, you and I, working together and friends and all that kind of stuff for 3 years now, and almost 3 years. And and I've gotten a chance to meet your family, your mom, your dad, and you and I've met in person. And when I met you, you were literally struggling with your health. And some of you guys know this, how that feels. You have Lyme's disease, which knocked you out, put you in bed, and you were on 14 medications. And did you say, okay, I'm going to heal myself of Lyme disease, and boom, you did it. How did you do it? I mean, how did you heal yourself? And how did you tap into your psychic ability? Did you say, I'm going to do it, and then you just continue to say that every day? Did you do it with affirmations? Did you do it with meditation? Did you do it because you and I have weekly sessions? Did you do it? How did you do it? Tell us how you did it.
Well, I think it started a lot with my relationship with you, and realizing that, you know, you guided me, and I trusted in your guidance. right? So I'm like, all right, well, she's telling me this is something I should work on, then I should work on it. So I was like, okay, cool. You're like, okay, go run 3 miles. I'm like, okay, I will. And I did it. Do you know what I mean? So it started with baby steps on how about my appearance, how I felt about myself, and learning what the full mind, body, spirit means. Because it sounds like, okay, it's a triad. Cool, I love myself. I'm like, but really, do you? You know, it's like, what does that really mean to me? Is like, what to love myself? You know, the mind, okay, I get the mind. You know, then you're like the body and the spirit. I'm like, wow, so I'm supposed to love myself in all those three. So I think over the process of working with you, I think we did it weekly initially, didn't we, or something? Well, anyway, we worked close, you know, and you would give me, like, little things to work on, you know. And from that, I started realizing that, you know what, I need to work on myself more than anything than finding a man, because a man would have been an easy fix, but it wouldn't really fix what I had as a problem, which was not loving myself, because I thought with my disease I felt like trash. I hated the way I looked. I just, it was hard because I struggled a lot to just work and to live.
So I get you.
So it was, a lot of it was a positive affirmations. You know, I stood in front of the mirror and I looked at myself and I'm like, you know what? I do really do love you. And I know, it's hard because, I mean, I used to look in the middle of a mirror, you know, right before I go to shower, and I'm like, wow, this body is not what I remember it I had before I got sick. And I remember scratching myself because I just wanted to tear my body apart because I was just like, I'm just so flipping ugly. But I was just like, wait, that's not being kind to my body. That's not being kind to me. What's the problem here? Why am I not the way I used to be? Oh, because I have Lyme disease. Well, why do I have Lyme disease? What happened? You know, like, and then through the process of figuring out, like, why I was given Lyme disease as a lesson in my life, it made me change how
I want to ask you a question. Hold on 1 second, because this is real key. We always choose what we're going to experience on this planet before we get here, okay?
Right.
So why did you choose Lyme disease when you were up in heaven land or hanging out with the angels playing some harps? I'm like, why don't we just stay up there, right? Anyway, that's a whole other story. Why did you choose Lyme disease to experience, you know, go ahead, yeah.
It got me sick enough where I had I was debilitated, but not completely, but enough, do you know what I mean? And so I had a choice of living my life as Victoria, who has Lyme disease, or not. So I was given Lyme disease to make sure that I don't allow anything, any situation, whether it be Lyme disease or, I don't know, a troubled relationship or issues with my family or problems at work to define who I am. So it was probably a hard, very rough, very severe way to realize that that's not what I'm supposed to be doing here. So I was like, all right, so if this is really just a temporary, you know, even though I'm diagnosed as chronic, you know, according to doctors and everything, that this is temporary for me to learn this lesson. I'm like, well, shit, I'm going to learn this lesson quick because I don't like it, you know. I don't like the way Lyme makes me feel. So I just decided, you know, every day when I woke up, I was grateful to be awake. And when I started feeling crappy and not feeling good, I was just like, well, what am I doing in my day that's causing me to give up who I am and have the situation define who I am? And so I really thought about it. I'm like, okay, I have a really blasting headache. I'm like, I know it's a Lyme flare, but why? And I would think about what my actions were for the day or the previous day to see what I was doing wrong. And from that, that's how I adjusted my day. I was like, well, clearly I shouldn't be doing this, or clearly I shouldn't be thinking this way. Or, you know, just changing my thoughts. A lot of it was thoughts. Because, you know, our thoughts, you know, kind of really do control how we are as a person. You know, our actions So, and I do firmly believe that you can do anything you want within your body by believing and understanding that you could change it. Like, I willed my body to get rid of a fever when I was young. I couldn't go to this Christmas party. In the morning, I woke up with a fever. My mom's like, you can't go. I'm like, oh, I want to go. So all day, I was like, I feel great. I don't have a fever. I feel great. And I literally walked around all day feeling like saying that. I'm like, I feel great. And my fever went from 102 down to a 99.9 before the party. And my mom's like, yeah,
did you get to go?
No, she didn't let me go. But immediately after, like, she said I couldn't go, my fever went back up to 102. So knowing that you can heal your body with your mind, you know, being kind to it and then believing that you're not sick or not ill or even visualizing that you're healing. Knowing that, I did that a lot of times. You know, when I went to bed, I would sit there and think, I'm like, I don't have Lyme disease. I was like, you know, my body is getting rid of the bugs, or, you know, the medicine's killing it, you know, and getting rid of it. I don't have it, you know, and I just really constantly told myself that this is just a temporary thing. I don't have it. I don't need it. I got the lesson, you know, thumbs up.
I gotta tell you something, though. I'm going to interrupt you, though. You guys, she's talking to that. She willed her body. And one thing about Victoria is like she did a lot with natural health. She did a lot changing her diet with organic food, but her biggest thing was learning. You learned to control, and you know, and she didn't go off all her medications. She took it one by one, okay, and then went off the last one. I think a couple months ago. I don't remember.
Yep.
So, but you willed your body to do that. She also found her passion, which is horseback riding, training herself. And you know, so she lives her life full of passion. I want to come back to you in just a minute. And you said gratitude was key here, because you said I was grateful every morning for breathing and living. When I come back to you, I want to know three things that you're grateful for, because she's got an ebook out too as well, and she worked with the angels and she worked with me, and I'm going to share this with you guys because I think I work with a coach and I still do, I think that. Some of you guys are coaches. Some of you guys are looking for a coach or whatever. But I think that when you work with someone that holds you accountable, okay, someone holds me accountable, right? And so I worked with Victoria, and you know, I had my own health stuff that I worked on and you know, did. So you know, I knew what you needed to do. The guy thing, you know, I've got a great guy that I'm crazy about, and you know, so. What it means is that you got to work on things, okay? You really do, and you need to find someone to hold you accountable. And maybe because coaching can be pricey, and I'm not going to lie to you, right? But if you can't do coaching like one-on-one, then you tune into shows like this, and there's a lot of them out there. I'm just one of them, or we are just one of them. Sorry, I keep saying me. And it's all of us, but you know, it takes a village to do something like this. And so I want to come back to her. But two things here, or a couple things. First of all, she made up her mind and one thing about Victoria, and I'm going to share this with you, she doesn't carry a lot of baggage with her. When I say, Victoria, let's do this, and she does it and gets it done and moves on. She doesn't hold on to stuff, and I think that's key. The second thing is that and she just doesn't. You tell her something, and she does it. Second thing is that she really did the affirmations. I am healing my body. I am healed. You know, she worked with the angels. And when you come back, I want to know two angels that you work with. She also did not try to self-medicate with a guy. You guys, that's important. Because a lot of times we try to self-medicate with a person. You know, maybe a family member or a guy or girl or whatever. So just keep that in mind, too. And so, she's got the horse. She's got the great career. She's got her passion. She's an angel coach, and she's got the gift of prophecy, and she really wanted to develop that, and so said do certain things, and that's what's going on now. And she works for the government, too, so isn't it great to have somebody who has the gift of prophecy who works for the government? How cool is that? So I want to come back, and I want to hear your dream. Or it wasn't a dream. It's actually something waking now. Allison, are you here? I hope so. Allison?
Yep.
Allison. Okay, good. Allison is, yes, okay. Victoria's in Georgia. Allison is in...
Georgia.
Victoria is in Virginia. Allison is in Georgia.
Yeah.
Both places are cold.
I was
going to
say, Victoria's in Georgia. I got to find her.
Yeah, right. Go party there.
Exactly.
Allison is in Georgia. Victoria's in Virginia. And I'm in sunny South Florida. And it's warm here. And I know you guys have some chilly air. And I've had to wear a sweater. Just let you guys know. So we, you know, it's cold here too. I'm teasing. But Allison, life for you, a relationship, a guy or a woman. I mean, anybody? I get you. I'm raising my hand high. Okay, because he's like, me too. So, but you got great love, and you made up your mind to have great love, and you made up your mind to do certain things in your career. And did you set a date on that? How did you do that? Because she got the guy of her dreams. And I know sometimes he doesn't seem like that, or you probably don't seem like the woman of his dreams because you have ups and downs, as any relationship does. But how did you do it? And what did you do? So talk to us. Tell us what you did. Because you had a goal and you had a dream. She had a dream of this guy. She's like, she can do it. And anybody can.
Yeah,
so how did you
I did. I did. It's been a process. It's been a process. This December will be 4 years total. We met at the most random place ever, at the grocery store. It's kind of funny. And I was bagging groceries. I actually bagged his groceries. I had a part-time job. and he came strolling in one Saturday morning, and I was doing my thing, and he had a really smart alecky comment to me that was his opening line, and I kind of shot one right back at him. And that's how we met. Yeah, it was kind of funny. And then he would come in on Saturdays, and we would talk, and we immediately had a connection. And I think the thing that struck me the most is when I actually talked to him for the first time, I felt like I had known him. I felt like this was somebody that I was coming home to, somebody that I had known, or that I had I was very familiar with him. Never met him before in my life, and he's actually from Florida too, and I'm from Atlanta. I mean, talk and. Totally two worlds apart, the way we grew up. You know, he's Cuban and he's from Miami, and then I'm from New Jersey, you know, by the way of, you know, I'm from New Jersey and living in Atlanta. And so it's been a road for us, but when I met him and I got to know him and we were friends, and I really made the decision that this is the person that I wanted to be with. I made the decision. We had a lot of ups and downs. We were both divorced, putting to bed our past, exes, kids, you know, the whole 10 yards. And then about a year and a half ago, I drew the line in the sand. I said, I can't do this anymore. I said, I really want to have this great love with you, but I need some space. And so I took some time off. I had to go back and revisit some of my own demons and deal with some of my own issues and concerns. And then I would say around Christmas of last year, we started really talking again, and we spent Christmas Day together, and we really started, because I had been praying. I had been praying, and I had been working with Archangel Michael, and I had been working with Archangel, I didn't know at the time, but Shamuel was there. It was really mainly Archangel Michael and Gabriel were the two that I was working with, and really just wanting to clear out the negative energy in my life and really trying. Pardon? And yeah, Course of Miracles came. That came.
And me too. You're working with me. We had fun. Okay.
Well, yeah. Well, actually, because of this relationship, you're right, Cherie. Let me back it up. Because of this relationship, almost 3 years ago, it was about a year after getting into it, it's been almost 3 years now. We had taken a trip to Florida and came back, and it was in September. And I called Cherie for the first time, and I said, I need your help. I need your help. This is crazy.
Okay.
And, it was in September because I was living in the townhouse. That's how I remember it. And I called you, and that's when we started working together. So we've been working together for 3 years. And we were working together, and then I moved away because he and I were living in the same town. I moved to Atlanta and was down in Atlanta. And then this spring, I did some pretty ballsy things to get this guy's attention. He kind of wandered off into the wilderness for a little bit, and I jerked a knot in his chain and brought him back to life. Some of the things that I did were pretty ballsy. I'll leave it at that. And the weekend of Easter weekend, Tariq introduced me to the Course in Miracles. And so, because
Hold on, before you guys go any further. Okay, she's talking about Allison is a school. She's a director of a school for a Montessori school in Montessori, and it's also traditional combined. And she has a lot of you have a lot of power there. You also have you have a lot of headaches there, and you have a lot of joy there. So her thing is her passion is to work with kids kids and adults. I want to back it up just a little bit. So the guy that she wanted, and you guys, some of you guys listen to this, because these girls are telling you something. They listen to the shows, because you can download it over and over, because it can be, I think that coaching is worth it, because it gives you the life of your dreams, and if you're happy, I know my coach is amazing. And so they listen to the shows, and you read the books, and you did the Course in Miracles. But one of the key things there is she was really clear on what she wanted to create. You were clear on you wanted the relationship with, I love Julio. Julio's a guy, he is like a little boy. You guys ever had a little boy? Like men are sometimes little boys. I think girls are too as well. But it was up and down, but she never dropped the love. And she goes, Tariq, what are we going to do? And I said, well, here's the deal. But, you use a coach not to give you the answers, but help to find the answers within yourself. And that's what women are doing. Yeah. Victoria, go ahead with the Course in Miracles, because I want to ask Victoria a question, too, as
sure.
well. She's well, got her own, okay. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. Well, and thank you for summarizing. I mean, that's basically it. I mean, we went through the ups and downs. You've been my coach for 3 years. You've been absolutely amazing. You really... really helped me to become clear, really clear what my intentions were with myself and what I needed to do to move ahead, not just with this relationship and even at work, but just within myself. One of the things that I've really appreciated about you is that you've really gotten real with me. I mean, and that's fine. I mean, we've had some pretty, good conversations where you were like, look, and it's good to have somebody, to have that kind of a coaching relationship where you can be that honest and open, and that's one of the things that I really appreciate about you, because you have done that, and you've really given me the guidance and the tools to really be able to manifest and really have the intentions to have this kind of relationship. I prayed for this relationship. I wanted this relationship. I put the intention out there, and I had to clean up my life. And to be honest with you, I'm still cleaning it up. There's still a few areas where I'm lacking that I need to really fix in order for me to continue having this relationship and to take it to where it needs to go. But the Course in Miracles happened on Easter weekend, and Tariq was like, okay, we're going to make a weekend out of this. It was a crash course. It was Marianne Williamson's book, Return to Love, and then combined with the Course in Miracles. And it's really opened my eyes. There's times I don't like it. I don't want to read it. It makes me mad as hell, because it really makes you think about what you're doing. Yeah, it does. And then there's times I do have to put it down, because I have to really digest what it's saying. But the thing also that you and I, Tariq, really worked on, and especially when you want to have the big love of your life, you really have to put your ego aside. And the other thing that Tariq and I talked about in order to have to manifest the greatest love of your life is that you want it, but it can't define you. You want it, you want to be with this person, but if for some reason that person leaves tomorrow, take the lessons that you've learned and know that you've had the love, but it can't control you. It can't consume you.
That's good. Victoria, you said the same thing too. Your circumstances cannot define you.
Can't. You have to, like Victoria's right. You have to be able to look at yourself in the mirror, and you have to be able to say, you know what, I love myself. And Victoria, I'm so glad that you say that, because that's something that I came from, two dysfunctional marriages, and I was such an enabler. But it's taken me so long to be able to stand in front of the mirror and go, you know what, I'm awesome, and in a very humble way. You're not puffing yourself up. I am wonderful. I am loved. I do love myself. But it's a very humble love, because you've been through so much that you can look at yourself and be genuine about it. And so I totally get where you're at.
Well, and loving yourself means that you respect yourself. So you're not going to introduce yourself and your temple to negative people and ruin the beautiful place that you have created. You know, and I think a lot of people think that when they get into relationships that they have to be, they have to give up who they are to please the other person, when in reality, the person that's going to be with you is supposed to enhance your life, as in, like, your life and then his life, and together you walk down the road together. You're not going on his road and he's not going on yours. You're walking down together, enjoying life in general.
Wow. That's exactly, you hit it right on the head. And that's what it is. And when you manifest, when you want to have that love, you know, like you said, first of all, you have to have that commitment to yourself. And you have to love yourself first, because you're really not ever truly going to be able to love anybody else unless you love yourself first.
Exactly. And then, I feel like you can't be with somebody. It's like if you lose your boyfriend tomorrow, let's say, and you think your world is crashing, then clearly you put too much emphasis on the relationship versus yourself.
Exactly. And that's exactly it. And you can manifest and have the greatest love of your life, but it doesn't have to be so encompassing. And you just touched on it. And that's the most important thing. And I think as women, and listen, and I've been guilty of this. I have truly been guilty of it. Yeah. And now to be able to look at life and go, you know, I really do love you, but if it's gone tomorrow, then it's gone tomorrow.
And look at it more like, okay, what lessons did you teach me? And maybe you were only meant to be here for that learning lesson, period. Like, I really believe that people come into our lives for reasons. So if their relationship didn't work out, there was a lesson to be learned. So, you know, some of these guys that I tried to think was the boyfriend of my dreams, and they weren't, there was something I learned from it, and that made me a better person. So I just looked at him like, okay, he's gone. It wasn't worth, you know, my time, but I learned, and then move on. And just really brush it underneath the carpet and be on, and go find someone better that will treat you better, or, you know, make you feel like the woman you should be or the man you should be, because, you know, you don't need to have someone make you feel to be awesome. You should be awesome already, and they just get to enjoy it with you.
You guys are amazing.
I want to ask you this question, though, okay, because I was enjoying listening to you guys going back and forth, because, and remember, too, I think that these women, both of them, they created the solution by changing the way they thought, because you cannot change the problem or find the solution with the same mindset that caused the situation to happen. It doesn't work like that. So you raise your vibration and you do it. But I'm going to tell you, so Allison went through all this stuff, and Julio was, he and Allison were both not nice to each other sometimes. And I know you guys wanted to knock each other out. I know you wanted to knock Julio out. He has some balls.
Oh, my God. Oh,
that'll be a whole book in itself. But the end result is she goes, I want to live with him, and I want him to marry me. So when did he got down on one knee, and when did he propose to you? I want to hear that part. When did Mr. Julio propose to you?
It was in July. it was in July, and it was in July, and we were actually at the park. We like to exercise together, and we like to walk together, and we walked around the lake, and we were just talking about stuff, and then we sat down on our favorite thing that we always sit down on, and we were sitting there talking, and he was like, you know that, you know, we've been through a lot, and I'm like, yeah. I'm thinking, no shit. Excuse my language.
Take passports here on the show. It's no big deal.
I know. Please forgive us. I'm sorry. That was just, it just came out. But anyway,
it's all right. I'm teasing.
But we were sitting there talking, and he looked at me, and it was you know, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, yeah. I'm like, okay, well, I'm, you know, I thought, okay, what, where is it going with this? You know, because it was just an everyday, it was just another day, you know, and he said, well, what would you think if I asked you to marry me? And I said, are you asking me? I mean, you know, I'm kind of like, huh? You know, because I was not expecting it at all. And I said, I would be honored if you asked me. I would, you know. And he goes, well, and he turned to me because we were sitting on the swing next to each other. He looked at me and he said, will you marry me? And then I was speechless, because any of you that have heard me on the show, I could talk to a tree. I mean, I'm serious. And I couldn't say anything. I mean, I was like, huh? And I didn't know whether to laugh or to cry, you know, or do the Price is Right run around and scream, you know. I just sat there. I was speechless.
Did you go to Jared?
He went to Shane in Atlanta. Yeah, no, he didn't go to Jared for that one. Exactly. But he, but no, he, that was great. But no, he, and I was like, I would be honored to be your wife. And I said, yes, you know, and we, you know, kissed each other and hugged each other. And I was just, all I could do is just sit there and look at my hand because I was like, I know, but, you know, and I think it was a little bit of, I think for him, I think it was kind of like, I don't want to say a deflation. He's like, you didn't cry because you didn't scream. You didn't jump up and down. I said, I didn't know what the hell. I said, for the first time, you rendered me speechless in a good way, not in a bad way. Because he's rendered me speechless before in a bad way.
Ladies, I want to ask you a question, okay? Hold on 1 second. So here's the deal. You guys developed self-love. You cleaned up your stuff because there's obstacles in all of us. I know, Victoria, you're, both of you said you worked on yourself, Force of Miracles. Both of you worked with me as a coach.
I read Court of Miracles, too.
Yeah, Court, both of you guys did then. I couldn't remember, Victoria, because I know you and I, you've done a lot, too, as well. And they both have, Victoria, mm-hmm. with her career, with her finding her life passion, with healing her body. And Allison, you know, she's got her passion, and both of them are angel coaches. Your circumstances don't define you. You work with Michael and Archangel Shamuel to really help you in meditation. And I know that Allison has had some amazing experiences with meditation and developed that relationship with over the angels, where she's now seeing them. And you guys heard her story before, seeing and talking to her mother who transferred on the other side. And Victoria, who were two angels you worked with, if that's okay, too, as well? Because I want to make sure, because you want to run out of time here, and I want you guys are amazing.
Oh, on Raphael and Michael, of course. Okay. And then, of course, as my transformation changed, it morphed to others, you know. But, like, right now, a lot with Azrael because of, you know, the animals and such. But, yeah. Raphael was key with my healing, for sure.
That's good. And I know that you guys are both amazing with what you're doing. And you are developing the gift of prophecy. So what is something that you can tell us that's going to happen? Because you emailed me, and I haven't had a chance to look at it. But gift of prophecy, works with the government, has a horse that is just beautiful. She looks like Rebecca from Sunnybrook Farm, so she's single and available. And Allison is married and got a rock and beautiful, too. And by the way, guys, listening to this young lady, both of them are runners, and I'm a runner too. And Victoria, Lyme disease gone, she healed herself, is running a 5K run, walk run with her sister mm-hmm. this weekend. So, you know, family,
oh,
has five
work.
Congratulations.
Okay. Woo-hoo, yeah. Actually, it's on Thanksgiving Day, so I'm like,
yes,
enough
okay.
room for pie.
There you go.
Burn off.
I love that.
Burn off the pie
good.
Before I get it down.
There you go. So got energy because she used to sleep all day. And some of you guys know about this. And I know Sue, I know she's listening in, but she's a coach, and she's been healing her own body with fibromyalgia, which is, I guess, very similar to Lyme's. Or any of it's all similar, right? You know, with any disease.
It's all crappy.
Yeah, it's all crappy, and just heal your body and move on. But what is your gift of prophecy dream? So tell us about that, because I think that's amazing.
Well, I was having dreams and stuff about it, and I would just get these really solid thoughts about what's going on. And I had spoken on one of our shows about my prophecy with the Middle East, right? And I really feel that
right.
what's going on in the Middle East is huge and in a bigger way than what people are seeing it. And so today I was just out of nowhere. I had this really strong thought about the caliphate, and that, you know, the Islamic State of Iraq says that they have the caliphate now, and the caliphate is supposed to be the new Muhammad, the guy that's supposed to take over where Muhammad left off. So he's supposedly viewed as an ascended master. So I'm like, okay, you know, in my job, I unfortunately get to run across really sick and sadistic pictures of the atrocities that they do over there because of just by my nature and stuff. So today I was privy to a picture of a guy who got shot in the head. It's not a very pleasant thing. So I'm just sitting there thinking, I'm like, you know, how are so many people led astray? Do you know what I mean? And think that this behavior is appropriate. You know what I mean? And it came to my head. I'm like, well, this caliphate is the false prophet. This false prophet is what in the Bible it said that's supposed to be coming at the beginning of the end of time. right? So I'm like, okay, well, if this is the false prophet, why is it a Muslim false prophet when the Bible talks about someone who's being Christian-like? And then I came to the realization that the false prophet they're talking about is anyone who is acting as if they are an ascended master. And I believe that we all pray to one God. And then it doesn't matter what doctrine or religion you believe in, it's one God. And then all the religions basically are following by all different ascended masters who realize that we are able to be godlike and close to God and have these abilities that we are born to do, but we choose as humans to not connect. So, at any rate, so this false prophet is claiming to be godlike, right? And so, therefore, he's making all these followers follow him, thinking that this is what, you know, their prophecy is supposed to be, where he's the one that's supposed to come and the world's going to follow Islam and life will be great. But I realized that this is the false prophet. This is the guy. This is what they're talking about in the Bible, because it's a false prophet of someone who is Christ-like. And I looked it up to make sure I get the right verbiage, because I honestly don't, like, read the Bible thoroughly. But, okay, so Christ-like being a man, a human, who is an ascended master. So it didn't say that it had to be Jesus, but Jesus was an ascended master, so therefore this guy thinks that he's close to Muhammad, and Muhammad was an ascended master. Okay, great. So that's what the false prophet is. And so the end of time is not the end of time where the world is going to blow up to smithereens or hell and brimstone is going to come raining down, but the end of time is this dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And that...
So we go to another dimension, is that what you're saying? Cool.
Right.
Right?
So,
okay, it's a shift of consciousness, right? Is that what you're talking about, like a shift of consciousness?
Yes. And that's what I'm trying to say, that the end of time is. It's not that the end of time, like we're going to have a new planet, but it's a shift of consciousness to another dimension, which is going to be new. And because we're having all these atrocities that are going on in this world, I mean, there's second demented crap going on. It's making people who are true believers actually pray harder and believe stronger that there will be good that will prevail. And that's where we're going to actually have, and I just got chills in my, I've got goosebumps now, but this is where we're going to have the shift, and that's where the good is going to prevail, because the people who truly believe, it is going to actually make the dimension change faster. And I believe
sure
that it's going to happen within the next couple of years, only because we need to have the process go through. But we don't have to fear what Exodus is talking about. It's a dimension change. It's not the end of, like, the world and we're all going to die.
Mm-hmm. You know, yes. I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. You know how there's that one, and I'm like you, I don't know
guys,
all the verses,
we're going to have to cut it short, though, and I'm so sorry, because we're going to get people in a few minutes, because I'm going to be cut off. Victoria, great, thank you, because it's a shift in consciousness, and I agree with you on that. So we
I do,
believe,
too.
We pray, we meditate. We look at ourselves as all brothers and sisters under one God. You know, God is however you see it. Wonder the great I am, which is a part of all of us. The ocean is the great I am, and we're waves in the ocean. And thank you for sharing that with us. And I am so in tune with that. You guys are amazing. I love you both. And we go back a long way. And they're both angel coaches. We've got a whole new site there. With angel coaches, and Victoria is going to be on there in the next few weeks, and Allison as well. You've seen Donna and a couple others there, and Carrie. Let's see what else I was going to share with you guys. We've got some special speakers coming in the next couple weeks, and Sue and I are going to do a show on, you know, what Victoria and had a gift or dream about, or not even a dream, a waking moment now, and Allison's commenting on about the awakening, about how the physical body is changing along with the spiritual and emotional, and we're all going to a whole new level of consciousness, which is so cool. And that means that probably prosperity happens to us all in every area of our life, and how good is that? And so I'm excited about that. And you guys, thank you for sharing tonight. Your angels that you work with, the affirmations that you use, the self-love that you both believe in, and the love for yourself, about your great love, about your healing for you, about the passion for you both, and how sweet is that, and the coaching that you used. And you guys, I think I'm a great coach, okay? But thank you. I mean, you know, if I don't believe I am, how many others are going to? But I think it's important to coach and hold yourself accountable.
and find somebody that you can work with. Or if you can't do that, okay, right now, just say, I'm going to set a goal for myself. I'll do it in 6 months or 3 months or 90 days. And then you start working or listening to the shows. And these shows are downloaded 24/7, 365 days after they air, and the podcasts are. And so I am so happy to be able to offer these to everybody. And you guys, I'm doing yearly readings, and so with the Archangels. So 300, we cover 12 months, and I only do them once a year. So they last about an hour, and if you're interested, send me a text, send me an email. And if I haven't gotten back to you because you have, I promise you I will. I've just been under the weather. Because, you know, we get busy this time of year. Well, we get busy all the time, so life is good. And when, you know, if you want something to do, give it to a busy person, right?
Exactly.
That's true. Anyway, you guys, I love everybody for listening. Listening now.
Love you too. Thank you.
And who will download it later. And thank you, girls. I love you both. And you guys listening, we have another show on Sunday. It is all about the law of attraction and how, and it's based on our book with me and Diane. And if I don't talk to you guys again or see you on the show, everybody who's listening in now or who will listen in later, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. All right, everybody, take care. Have a great now. Bye.
You too. Bye.